that, you know? You have the big gay. Also, I have this weird thing going on with my shoulder. I don't know if you've ever had this, but, like, in the back, like, where my scapula meets the middle of my back, it's like, whenever I move it back, and then, like, move it forward, and if I try to, like, lean in to grab something on the floor or something, I feel something just move. Like, something, it feels like something just tears, but it's not painful, and it's really weird. Kind of feels like it pops or some shit. And, like, I don't have pain or anything back here, like, it doesn't burn, but, like, if I just, like, do some kind of, like, weird arm movement where it moves my, like, entire scapula, I just feel, like, this one little specific part at the top where it just kind of, like, pops, and it, like, kind of feels like it's ripping. Do you ever have that? I need to get it checked out. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's, like, scaring me.
Okay.
But, yeah, Alright, there's some kid with a fucking moped at their bus stop. Whatever. So yeah, welcome back!
Welcome to the morning ride!
Yeah, I'm complaining about some weird fucking muscle thing that I have.
Yeah, they heard you for the last minute.
I know. Today it's my turn to take the personality test. If you haven't watched yesterday's episode,
personality test.
I would recommend you watching
the
episode previous to this one, because we talked about personalities, and I talked about how weird mine is, and we had Tate take his personality test
because I'm special.
And I think you got
INFJ-T, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Eat.
Without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and personalities test. Take the test. It's time for me to take the 12-minute test, which is like about 100 questions. So, here we go.
I thought it just is 100 questions.
It is 100 questions.
Alright, two.
I just said it was 100 questions.
You said it was about 100 questions.
I said it was 100 questions.
You said it was about 100
questions. It's a 12-minute test of 100 questions. I don't know. Alright, so you're gonna, like, fucking ram into the guy next to us. Alright. I'm getting distracted by so much shit going on out here.
Are you okay? Do you need, like, do you need Adderall? Do you need your pills?
I probably do need Adderall, to be honest. You find it difficult to introduce yourself to other people? I would disagree to the minimum, because it depends on who I'm introducing myself to.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Most of the time, I'm just alone, and I don't care, so.
Ouch.
You often get so lost in your thoughts that you often ignore or forget your surroundings. That's a heavy agree right there. Just like what you put yesterday. You try to respond to your emails as soon as possible and cannot stand a messy inbox.
Dab, dab. It's lit, fam.
I disagree that in the middle, because my inbox is about 5,000 unread emails. But most of them are just fucking like, hey, come drink out of our college, pay money and go to our college to make us look good. And it's like, I don't fucking care, I'm going to community college, fuck you. And I still get like 50,000 emails from private cocking cockleges. Cockleges. Okay. You find it easy to stay relaxed even when there is some pressure. Not really. I'm gonna have to disagree. To the minimum there. You do not usually initiate conversations.
I'd agree. If I were you, I'd say agree, but that's just me.
I mean, I don't really know. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
There's a Budweiser van next to us.
Agree to the minimum. That's a small van. But I guess, I wonder where that's going. Probably to like a shitty backhand bar.
Let's follow it, dude. You can only go 65 miles an hour.
I'd rather not. Oh, Jesus. Now, that's the truck that you would expect Budweiser to be in, but I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess. I guess not. You rarely do something just out of sheer curiosity. I'm gonna have to disagree with that. I always do things if I'm curious about it. You feel superior to other people. There's that fucking question.
Strongly agree.
I strongly disagree.
I think you strongly agree. You just don't want to say it.
No, I strongly disagree. Being organized is more important to you than being adaptable. No. But I disagree to the minimum there. Because I follow this principle. I'm not a planner, I'm an improviser. And it's very flawed, and it only works half the time. But it works.
If it only works half the time, then maybe you should adjust it so it works.
I'm just too lazy to make plans and actually make sure
all the time.
You're usually highly motivated and energetic. Not on school day mornings, but, like, I'd agree to, like, the middle there. The middle agree option. Because, like, in the mornings going to school, I just don't want to exist for the moment. And then as the day goes on, I get better. Winning a debate matters less to you than making sure that no one upsets. That no one gets upset.
It's like
upset.
A bad Chinese knockoff question. It's like when you read the page and translate it in Chinese.
Winning debate matters less to you making sure no one gets upset.
What?
I'd have to disagree on that, because I don't give a shit if I make someone upset, as long as I'm stating facts. Let's see. You often feel as if you have to justify yourself to other people all the time. So that's a heavy agree right there. Your home and work environments are quite tidy. Yeah. A heavy agree on that. You do not mind being at the center of attention. I'm gonna disagree to the minimum there. I fucking hate being the center of attention. You consider yourself more practical than creative. That's a middle disagree right there. People can rarely upset you. I'm gonna do the minimum disagree right there. Your travel plans are usually well thought out. That's a disagree. Actually, I don't know. Because when I went to Estonia and Oregon, everything that I did was well thought out, I think.
You think?
Just that our plans in Oregon had to be readjusted due to the work schedule. And... I'd actually say middle agree for that one, because those were well thought out. It is often difficult for you to relate to other people's feelings. That's a hard disagree. Your mood can change very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna minimally agree. Just disagree. In discussion, truth should be more important than people's sensitivities. That's true. Yes.
Agree. Oh! My backpack just stabbed me in the back.
Your backpack is like a backpack, and it's laying on the backpack.
That's what happens when you put two people together that like to say random things.
Well, I'm just here. Let me reconfigure Bob or whatever the fuck you mean.
Yes, Bob!
Okay, what am I saying?
Because it's backpack of Begins. Get it right. Fucking Jesus.
Backpack of Begins? Like, yes. Bilbo Baggins?
No.
Bilbo Baggins the backpack?
No.
I'm off to Isengard! Okay. You rarely worry about how your actions affect other people. I'm gonna disagree in the middle. Medium. Whatever. There's something wrong with my speech today. Okay. Your work style is closer to random energy spikes than to a methodical and organized approach.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
You're often envious of others. Not really. An interesting book or video game is often better than a social event. Yes.
Agree.
Heavy agree. being able to develop plans.
I feel like that right there automatically gives you like 50% introvert at least.
Yeah. Being able to develop a plan and stick to it is the most important part of every project.
Duh.
Agree, middle there. Because right now I have a fucking plan planned out for our project, but I feel like things are going to have to change. You rarely get carried away by fantasies and ideas. That's a middle disagree right there. You often find yourself lost in thought when you're walking in nature. When was the last time I walked in nature? That was when I was in Oregon. Because we don't have fucking nature here. This is Ponte Vedra. These are housings. Fuck, dude. Do I get lost in thought? I can't even remember. I think I did. But even then, when I was walking in nature, I was with my sister, so I was always talking to somebody.
Lost in thoughts, all alone.
I think if I was by myself... No, I'm pretty sure I'd get lost in thought. Yeah. So I'm gonna agree to the minimal there. If someone does not respond to your email quickly, you start worrying if you said something wrong.
Duh.
I mean, not really. I don't know what they mean by quickly. I'm not sure if they're saying like
within a day, I would assume.
Within a day?
Within a day or two, maybe.
Well, I only sent a few emails, and it was to my, like, robotics leaders. And usually whenever I send emails, I kind of forget about them until I receive an email back, and I'm like, oh yeah, I sent that. So I'd have to say disagree. Fuck you. Fuck your face.
As a parent, you rather see your child grow up kind than smart.
Kind than smart.
As a parent, you'd rather see your child grow up kind than smart.
Well, I would want my kids to grow up with good morals, so yeah, I'd say so.
Sheen, this is the seventh time you've shown Ultra Lord in class.
What are you, our MCR teacher? not let other people influence your actions! Yes, I agree. What are you saying?
Sorry. I didn't say anything, but okay.
I have schizophrenia. Yes. Hey, look, they're building TPC.
They're building DPC. Yes, you build the golf course on command. Just add water.
I mean, they're building it with a crane.
Could you imagine if it was a golf course, just add water?
That wouldn't even work. Imagine more water sports where you're inside of a giant, like, ball where you get to play, like, soccer. And you just smack a ball around and, like, get goals while in the water, like, are you enjoying yourself? When you sleep, your dreams tend to focus on the real world and its events. That's a hard agree right there. My dreams always are about real life. And they are very, very vivid.
You're gonna have a dream about me doing that sound in your ear the whole entire night.
Nah, I'll probably have like a nightmare.
This is a nightmare.
It does not take you much time to start getting involved in social activities at your new workplace. I don't work.
Well, think of it like school. Like clubs at school.
I don't join clubs.
Then there's your answer.
So, I'm gonna disagree. You are more of a natural improviser than a careful planner. Alright, I'm sorry everyone on the podcast for listening to fucking Tate fondle his mouth. I don't know why he's doing that. And I am a natural improviser. Your emotions control you more than you control them. Unfortunately, yeah, sometimes.
Unfortunately?
Yeah.
I never really saw it as a bad thing. I mean, unless you're like super psychopathic and you're a person.
Wait, what is... Well, I mean, in regards that, like, if I got upset or angry, like, that emotion is gonna stick with me for, like, the rest of the day.
Well...
Because then I won't be able to change it unless I'm at home and I, like, fucking... in an environment where I just don't have to deal with people. So I don't know. You enjoy going to social events that involve dress up or role play activities?
Are you a furry?
I am not a furry. Hard disagree. You often spend time exploring unrealistic and impractical yet intriguing ideas.
Are you a furry?
I'm gonna have to half agree there. Would you rather improvise than spend a time coming up with a detailed plan? If it's a group project that I am not the leader of, then yeah, I'd say so. I like doing that.
Are you okay? The vocal fry was strong.
I don't know. We found Mr. Bean yesterday in Rainbow Six Siege.
There's who?
Mr. Bean.
Who?
Mr. Bean.
Who?
Mr. Bean.
Who?
The guy that's like British. He makes weird faces and noises, and he has skits and movies. Mr. Bean goes on a holiday.
I've never heard.
Wow, you fucking uncultured swine. Anyways, if you guys know who Mr. Bean is, me and my friend encountered him in Rainbow Six Siege yesterday, and we made like a huge Mr. Bean meme. And if you're wondering, no, we didn't actually meet him. We just found a guy who has a voice that sounds exactly like Mr. Bean. You are a relatively reserved and quiet person. That's a hard agree right there. If you had a business, you would find it very difficult to fire loyal but underperforming employees.
Underperforming.
Find it very difficult to fire loyal but underperforming. I'm gonna have to disagree. You often contemplate for the existence for reason, human existence. Hold on. You often contemplate the reasons for human existence. Yes, I hardly agree
are two completely different things, Chris.
Logic is usually more important than heart when it comes to making important decisions. Yes. Keeping your options open is more important than having a to-do list. Yep, I hard agree for that. If your friend is sad about something, you are more likely to offer emotional support than suggest ways to deal with the problem. Yes. Even though people don't accept my emotional support because I'm a fucking retard or something. You rarely feel insecure. I'm gonna disagree a little bit there. You have no difficulties coming up with a personal timetable and sticking to it. Personal timetable?
Like, schedule.
Like
you wake up at blank, you eat breakfast at blank, you shower at blank, you go to the bathroom at blank, you go to the bathroom at blank, you go to work, you go to the bathroom at blank, you come home from work, go to the bathroom.
Well, I don't have a schedule, so, I mean, I just kind of do things based on my body's needs, so I'm just going to have to say neutral on that one. Being right is more important than being cooperative when it comes to teamwork. I'm going to minimally agree there. No, I'm going to disagree.
You think that everyone's view should be respected regardless whether they are supported by facts or not.
Thank you, Morgan Freeman. No. If they're based off some kind of fucking bullshit that they read on the internet, then fuck them.
Anti-vaxxers!
Exactly. Oh, yeah, so I'm gonna middle disagree there. You feel more energetic after spending time with a group of people? Yeah, sometimes. No. Wait. Do I?
You have to think about it.
I don't know. My energy randomly spikes when I'm with people. I don't know. I'm gonna
kill myself.
Actually, wait, no. Spending time with a group of people. No, I'm gonna have to. No, I have to disagree. You frequently misplace your things. That's a hard disagree. Surprisingly, I know where I keep my shit. I've never lost anything in the past, like, 4 years. Which is, like, shocking. You're fucking eating yourself now? My mind's just drawing a blank. Alright. You see yourself as a very emotionally stable. No. Your mind is always buzzing with unexplored ideas and plans. Yep. You would not call yourself a dreamer. That's a hard disagree. You usually find it difficult to relax when talking in front of many people. That's a hard agree right there. Generally speaking, you rely more on your experience than your imagination. Yeah, I'd say so. You worry too much about what people, what other people think. No, I've stopped giving a shit, honestly, so that's a middle of the screw right there. if the room is full, you stay closer to the walls, avoiding the center. That's an agree right there. You have a tendency to procrastinate until there's nothing on enough time to do everything. That's a minimal agree right there.
Minimal agree.
Yeah, I tend to procrastinate frequently. you feel very anxious in stressful situations. What kind of stressful situations?
I would assume stressful situations as in, like, you're being pulled a lot of ways by different different people's opinions when trying to lead a group or something like that, or, I don't know. Well, stress is different for everyone.
I don't know. I've handled a lot of stress, so I'd say very anxious? No, I'm going to have to disagree. You believe that it is more rewarding to be liked by others than to be powerful. I guess, like, minimally agree there. You always have been interested in unconventional and ambiguous things, such as movies, books, art, or movies, art, books. Yeah, whatever.
Y'all.
You often take initiative in social and interpersonal friends. That's a disagree right there. Results. All right.
You are a... INFPT.
I am still the same.
I am the same as what I was before.
I am a mediator.
What the fuck is that?
So I am 22% extroverted, 78% introverted.
Lol, you're more introverted than I am.
I am 70% intuitive, 30% observant. I am 43% thinking, 57% feeling, 42% judging, 58% prospecting. So you had more judging than prospecting. 49% assertiveness. I'm 51% turbulent.
There's a dog in front of us.
There's a dog?
Yeah.
That's a car.
No, look at the window.
That's a window.
Look at the dog sticking his head out of the window.
That's a car. Okay. Should we read what the description of an INFP is?
Yee.
Alright, so...
Uh-oh, Sheriff going on the prowl. Wee-woo.
What the fuck? Alright, so...
Oh, he backing up. He didn't see anyone. False alarm.
What we got here for Mediator is... Mediator personalities are true idealists, always looking for the hint of good and even worse... Wait, hold on. Looking for the hint of good and even the worst of people in advance, searching for ways... to make things better. While they may be perceived as calm, reserved, and even shy, mediators have an inner flame and passion that can truly shine. Comprising just a 4% of the population, the risk of feeling misunderstood is unfortunately high for the mediator personality type. That is very true. But when they find like-minded people to spend their time with, the harmony they feel will be the fountain of joy and inspiration. So yeah, the feeling of being misunderstood, that is very true. Being a part of the diplomat role group, mediators are guided by their principles rather than logic, excitement, or practicality. When deciding how to move forward, they will look to honor, beauty, and morality and virtue. Mediators are led by the purity of their intent, not rewards and punishments. People who share the mediator personality type are proud of this quality, and rightly so. But not everyone understands the drive behind these feelings, and it can lead to isolation. Meme review.
Who are people like you?
Who are people like me?
Yeah, the famous people at the bottom.
So I've got William Shakespeare, J.R.R. Tolkien, Bjork, Johnny Depp, Julia Roberts, Lisa Kudrow, Tom Hiddleston, Alicia Keys. Frodo Baggins. Bruh. Anne of Green Gables. Okay. Fox Mulder from X-Files. Emily Poulain from Amelia. It's that one weird French movie. Arwen from Lord of the Rings. Sybil Branson from Downton Abbey. My mom watches that show. Lance Sweets from Bones and Konstantin Levin from Anna Karenina. Karenina, never mind. Nice. They got strength and weaknesses and shit like that.
Lol.
So I am idealistic, seek and value harmony. Mediators, friends, and loved ones come to admire and depend on them for their optimism. I don't have that much optimism. Open-minded and flexible. They dislike being constrained by rules. That's kind of true. Very creative. But then again, it's a contradicting fucking personality, so whenever you feel very creative, you have other things that are like, nah, you're not going to do that. And it's like, oh, okay. Passionate and energetic. That's a lie. Dedicated and hardworking. That's true. Mediator weaknesses. We are too idealistic. So we'll just basically become depressed when we realize that a lot of our ideas don't actually end up being perfect. Too altruistic. They sometimes see themselves as selfish, but only because they want to give so much more than they are able to. This is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and they try to push themselves to commit to a chosen cause or person, forgetting to take care of the needs of others in their lives, especially themselves. So basically, again, you become depressed because then you believe that everything you do isn't worth anything. So yeah.
So you're gonna kill yourself in the future.
Probably. Dislike dealing with data. That's apparently one of my weaknesses.
That's why you're not good at math, bud.
Probably. They take things personally. Yeah, I sometimes end up doing that for some reason. Difficult to get to know. That's definitely true. I've had, like, plenty of teachers tell me in the past, like, it's taken me, like, a whole year just to get you to say something. And it's like, yeah, I know. I don't like people. And they're just like, oh, okay.
Judge, I don't like people.
So, yeah.
Yee, that's you, bud.
They're the type of people that do not have a lot of friends. But they keep, like, the closest ones that they know they can trust. So it's like a small friend group. And yeah.
I wonder if
if what?
Yeah.
You wonder if what?
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, I'm a really weird individual. Tate has the possibility of becoming a leader in the future because he has INFJ and he keeps making weird noises by fondling saliva in his mouth.
I actually just move my lips and inhale at the same time.
You inhale tape?
Yeah, it's a really good day outside and
you're inhaling tape because it's a very good day outside.
Yeah.
You're fucking weird. So yeah.
Says the man who says to me this morning, and I quote.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to share?
Hey, stop fiddling with your diddle. It's scaring the kids. And then, on the day of yester.
The day of yester.
The day of yester. We had,
the day of yonder.
Hey, buddy, want some crack? It's kind of like coke, but more volatile and has 54% of bursting your right foot because you can take it because it came out of Hulk Hogan's ass.
I don't remember it being that broken.
It is. But okay.
Basically, I sent him a message that said, you want to take some crack? It's supposed to be crack, but it came out of Hulk Hogan's ass and has a 52% chance of bursting open your right foot. So yeah, we are approaching our final destination here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for flying with Air Delta Air, Delta Airlines.
Australia Airlines.
Welcome to Australia Airlines. I hope you guys enjoy your flight. The captain will be departing here shortly. We'll be taxiing.
The captain will be departing here shortly.
We'll be taxiing out onto the runway. Flaps are not deployed. Ailerons are still in all functioning order. All cabin crew, please take your seats, for we are now proceeding to landing. We are landing in runway 27 left. We're going to be taxiing to Bravo Charlie Papa 0072. And thank you for flying with us at Air Delta. Thank you, guys. We'll figure it out. My phone can't even fucking open. Hey, would you like to end a closing statement, Mr. Co-pilot of this evening?